This is the regular update for Heritage in our area, and joining me now is Jennifer Whitten. She's the Chief Operating Officer for Heritage. Jennifer, hello.
Hello, Dennis. Thank you for having me back.
Nice always to have you, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you as we get ever closer to that season.
Certainly to you and your listeners as well.
This can be a time when families, to a certain degree this year, can gather together, different generations can assemble together, and sometimes that leads to some obvious conclusions and conversations that perhaps could lead younger members or other members of the family to talk to the older generations about making some changes, some moves in their lives that might involve assisted living or some other heritage facility. So with that introduction, I wanted to have you help us understand how to know when it's time to start that conversation and maybe a few hints as to how to begin it.
Certainly. Thank you. I have to tell you, I actually believe this is a conversation that's appropriate at all stages of our lives. I think there's a lot of misconception in the world about what senior communities are, whether it's independent living or assisted living or skilled nursing care. These are wonderful environments for our seniors to have a sense of community, to have opportunities for engagement with folks who are very similar to them in life experiences, maybe in physical conditions. It is something that is very different from when our grandparents were looking at senior care options. This is a lifestyle. It is a chance for people to have an exciting new chapter in their lives. And I, quite frankly, tell people I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to an opportunity to be pampered, you know, to have somebody take care of some of those basic daily living concerns for me, to do cooking for us, to do some housekeeping for us, to provide social engagement for us. And that's what senior living really provides for people today. I realize, Dennis, that this can be a delicate conversation to have with our family members. And I think a lot of that is in part to the misconceptions that are out there today. So I want to encourage your listeners to give Heritage a look, to see all of the different amenities and services that we can provide that might help to alleviate some of those fears of what senior communities can be. Assisted living is there to provide basic activities of daily living assistance for folks that might need it. And you may ask, what is an activity of daily living? And that would be things, Dennis, like bathing, maybe some grooming, hygiene, medication management, mobility assistance, all of the things that kind of encompass our daily life. But whether it is independent living or assisted living or skilled nursing living, there's so much more that we can provide with a life at Heritage. The socialization aspect for me is huge, especially right now during this pandemic. So many folks feel isolated in their homes, and they're missing that human connection. And while the pandemic may limit some of our visitation, it doesn't limit that interaction that our staff has daily and consistently with our residents. There's always that human connection. And quite frankly, our residents become our family. On top of that, our culinary services provides a nutritional, balanced diet for our residents and gives them the opportunity to have delicious meals and meals with their friends and neighbors versus sitting in their home and having that meal alone. And we know that a lot of seniors just sometimes don't want to eat when they're at home alone. And as we're going into the winter months, I think it's very important to recognize that our seniors are going to be in their homes, maybe without access to services and supplies that they need when we've got a big snowstorm coming and family might not be available to get to them. We take that worry away. At Heritage, you will have what you need in supplies, in services, in friendship, and in faith. All of these things encompass what we can provide for you at Heritage.
Jennifer, I appreciate the positive way that you approach this because sometimes I think people can become concerned about all what they are leaving behind, particularly a level of familiarity if they've lived in the same residence and had the same routines for 10, 20, 30 or more years. It is sometimes difficult to think about having to accustom yourself to a new set of routines in a new location.
And we certainly appreciate that. And we always want to remind folks that we don't want to focus on what we may be giving up, but rather what we'll be gaining in this new chapter. You know, I've often found that I've talked with seniors who maybe live in a very large home. You know, maybe they've got 3-4 bedrooms and big formal dining room and a living room. And we often find, though, that they really have reduced their living space to a very small area of the house. So when we downsize and maybe move into one of our smaller homes or one of our apartments or even a room-type setting, that the transition isn't always that difficult. But we do have vendors that we work with, providers that we work with, that can help with downsizing, that can help with moving services. And I also recognize, Dennis, that right now it's hard for people to get out and to tour our communities. And so what I would like to offer to anyone that would like to get to know Heritage a little bit more intimately without having to venture out, as they contact us, we are happy to provide a virtual tour for them so that they can see Heritage from the inside out in the comfort of their own home.
Well, Jennifer, this has been a wonderful introduction to a topic of conversation that is always important, as you say, and maybe even more so as we approach this holiday time of year. So thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today on this Heritage Update.
Well, thank you so much, Dennis. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners, and I wish you all a very Merry Christmas.